Buongiorno from Italy. Wait, I'm here. A happy Sabbath to everyone. It's good to be back home. We've missed y'all. We did enjoy ourselves very much, but it's nice to be back and to share the Sabbath with you. And welcome to our guests. It's good to have you with us. There's a song I like. I don't expect any of you to like it, but it's called Move by Toby Mac, and I'm going to spend some time today in the lyrics of that song, because as far as the lyrics go, I think we will all appreciate the words, and from this we can derive some instruction from God's Scripture. It begins, another heartbreak day. Feels like you're miles away. Don't even need no shade. And forgive the grammar, it's the style. Don't even need no shade when your sun, the sun up there that shines on us, don't shine. So we're talking about a day that's not going well. And it's like there's no light. You're looking for light and you can't find it. Let's turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. We'll read in verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So whatever light is being spoken of in this song, we can be clearly shown here in the Scripture by Jesus' own words that he identifies himself as the light, and that is the light of life, and there is no darkness. And you'll notice it doesn't say, he who looks at me or he who focuses on my appearance. It reads, he who follows me. One of the things that the family and I did when we were in Italy was visit the Uffizi Gallery. It's a huge museum in Florence. It has tons of art and a lot of pagan statuette and, you know, gods and goddesses and so forth. But I would say even more so representations of the artist's rendition of baby Jesus with Mother Mary, or Jesus dying on the cross, or Jesus with his disciples, or Jesus dealing with the angry Pharisees, some artwork, some piece of a painting that tries to picture a section of the story of the Bible. And of course, the interesting thing about that is no matter what the canvas was, no Jesus looked alike. Some representations weren't exactly accurate, just biblically speaking. And so many of these canvases would have people adoring the image of Christ. You know, there's Christ looking peaceful and serene, and everybody's looking at him, you know. Oh, well, I understand if I was in his presence, I'd be in awe too. Okay, don't get me wrong. But that's not what he wanted us to focus on. That's why we have the commandment to not do idolatry. The lyrics go on, too many passing dreams roll by like limousines. Someone else is in the big car and you're on the sidewalk getting splashed by the water. It's hard to keep believing when they pass you by and by. I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet. I know you're feeling like you got nothing left. Well, lift your head. It ain't over yet. Ain't over yet. So, move. Keep walking, soldier. Keep moving on. Move. Keep walking until the morning comes. Move. Keep walking, soldier. Keep moving on. And lift your head. It ain't over yet. Ain't over yet. Echoing inside your head are the words that your sweet mama said, "Shoot for the moon, my dear." So you took aim out of this atmosphere between high stakes. You go into this life and it's like you've got something to lose. You can go for something, but you can fail. Things can get you. Things can hurt you. Between high stakes and pump fakes. Does anybody know what a pump fake is? It's a basketball term. And it's based on the guy with the ball pretending he's going to shoot. But he fakes you out. Does this, you know, the guy's up in the air and there's nothing to defend. And as he's coming down, he then takes a shot. So deception, being misled, pump fakes. You're feeling like you can't buy a break. Not get a break, but buy one. Give somebody money and get this break you need. And then here's a statement. I can hold your hand. I can hold your hand, but I can't turn your eyes to freedom. I can't turn your eyes to freedom. Turn to John chapter, well, we're still in John chapter 8. Go to verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, this is the people who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." If you abide in Jesus' words, you are a student of Jesus Christ. You become his disciple. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Right? I can hold your hand, but I can't turn your eyes to freedom. Here Christ says that to believe him and to follow him, you shall know the truth, and that truth will make you free. All have hopes and dreams, every one of us. All have been emotionally scarred in relationships. But there's a problem. We can get caught up in a false vision, a false sense of success. And we can start playing the game. We can start trying to win, which is, you know, there's these pursuits that this person's having and it's not going well for them. Those high stakes and those pump fakes. Just so you know, I had to look that up. I'm not a big basketball follower. It goes on, hold on, hold on. The Lord ain't finished yet. Hold on, hold on. He'll get you through this. Hold on. Hold on, these are the promises. I never will forget. I never will forget. In this stanza, we find the will to keep moving, to hold on. And it's related to promises. Promises we must not forget. What are those promises? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll read in verse 14. "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God." And I just thought about that, you know, if you're the temple, what are you doing adoring an idol that's out there if God is in you? "As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." And then chapter 7 of verse 1, the next verse. "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So with the promise that God will dwell in us and among us when we repent and receive the spirit of life of God, all promises related to that are fulfilled or in the process of being fulfilled, both in practicing righteousness in being, and also in being delivered into pure everlasting righteousness. When we follow Jesus and do His will and learn the truth and obey the truth, we're practicing righteousness right now. But there's something beyond that. There's more to the promise, right? There's blessings right there immediately. But you also are promised a future in perfect righteousness that does not end. So this is the promises that are spoken of. Returning to the final lyrics of the song, I know your heart been broke again. This is hurting, isn't it? This grammar. Okay. I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet. But it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. So get up and move. Keep walking, soldier. Keep moving on. Move. Keep walking until the morning comes. Morning brings light. Move. Keep walking, soldier. Keep moving on and lift your head. It ain't over yet. Ain't over yet. This ends the lyrics to the song, Move. And from it, we can turn to Scripture to establish confidence in God. The answer for not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, the solution for not seeing light at the end of the tunnel in the affairs of this life, is to always be focused on the true light that is Christ. Our struggles are real, but some of the disappointments related to those struggles compares to the promises of God, which are consolidated into the fact that God is actually in each of His children through God's Holy Spirit. The answer to the disappointments of this life is found in the Word, which is Christ, those words which instruct us in righteousness. These words, all of them, that witness the actions of Christ Himself in exemplifying that behavior, and the words of promise. You know, God didn't just give us a way to, you can look at the Pentateuch and see the way of life, right? How you live. And yet God also came in the flesh and showed us. Now, that doesn't reveal the heart entirely, but He showed us. His heart was shown when He died for us. Paid the price. What is the promise, or if broken down, are the promises? There's one big promise, but you can break it down. God's word is true. That's a promise. His obeyed word is a blessing. That's a promise. God can be in each of us by the Spirit of God upon redemption. Being now begotten, we are promised to be born. When born, we will live in eternity in pure righteousness. That's a promise. And these are the things we can look to. If your eyes are turned toward Christ, we will believe His words of truth. Okay, if our eyes. Both in how we are to act and in what God promises to those who believe and obey. Have you had another heartbreak day? I've had plenty. Does it feel like nothing's going your way? We don't need to answer that. Well, we can rely on our brethren to hold our hand. I can hold your hand. You can hold mine. But it's our responsibility, each person's responsibility, to turn your own eyes to salvation, to freedom. Okay, so we can rely on our brethren to hold our hand, to be patient with us, to forgive us, to encourage us. And this offers us comfort, right? And I can give that to you. But it's only temporary if our eyes aren't on freedom. Okay, turning our eyes toward freedom that is found in Christ, we will always be in the presence of the light. We will be the patient ones. We will be the comforters and the encouragers. In short, our struggles in the flesh will be put into manageable perspective, all that stuff we deal with, which feels so important right now. You know, that's not nearly as important as what we're promised. It puts all that into a manageable perspective compared to God's spiritual involvement in our lives. So, walk. and keep moving. Hold on. Never forget the promises.